For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. Increased spending on education and another call to expand Medicaid highlighted Governor Jay Nixon's State of the State address before the Missouri General Assembly last night. The speech received cheers and standing ovations from fellow Democrats, but stony silence from the Republican majorities in the House and Senate. Marshall Griffin recaps last night's dueling messages from both the governor and GOP legislative leaders.
Governor Nixon spent nearly 22 minutes talking about education spending and nearly 8 minutes on Medicaid, taking up just over half of his 56-minute long address. The governor's budget would increase spending on all levels of education by nearly half $1 billion, with $278 million of that increase going to K-12 schools. Nixon says it would put Missouri on the path to having its public school formula fully funded by next year.
On the campaign trail, I bet almost all of us made a promise to invest in our students and our schools. Well, you know what? It's time to put our budgets where our campaign brochures are.
The governor's K-12 budget would also add an extra $15 million for school buses and more than $12 million for assessing student performance. College and university spending would increase by $42 million, with the funding based on performance. An additional $22 million would go toward prepping students for careers in science, technology, engineering, and math, and $17 million more for Bright Flight scholars. After laying out much of his education proposal, Nixon then condemned GOP leaders for wanting to, quote, experiment with Missouri's tax code.
I've signed 4 tax cuts as your governor. Specific, targeted tax cuts that have helped our businesses expand and grow. But here's what I won't do. I will not support anything that takes money out of our classrooms.
Near the end of his speech, Nixon called on lawmakers to expand Medicaid this year. He told them that federal dollars meant for Missouri are instead going to other states.
And each day we don't act, nearly 300,000 working Missourians go another day without the treatment they desperately need for no other reason than they live in Branson instead of Bentonville, in Cape Girardeau instead of Cairo.
Republicans remained quiet for most of the Democratic governor's address. During the GOP response, House Speaker Tim Jones accused Nixon of not listening to the people who elected him.
We want to import jobs and opportunity for all into our state, while our governor wants to import D.C.-style taxation, D.C.-based budgeting, and D.C.-inspired overspending. We will not allow this to happen on our watch.
Jones said that the best way to fix health care is to restore caps on medical malpractice damages and lawsuits, and that cutting taxes would create growth and prosperity for all.
We will work hard to pass the first significant tax reform our state has seen in nearly 100 years. You, the people of Missouri, know better how to spend your hard-earned dollars than the government.
Jones also called on lawmakers to pass legislation to make Missouri a right-to-work state, along with bills that would nullify federal gun control laws in Missouri and shield farmers from additional federal regulations. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Supporters of legislation that would nullify federal gun laws in Missouri say the measure is necessary to protect the rights of gun owners. The Senate General Laws Committee opened hearings Tuesday on the bill that would declare certain federal gun control policies null and void. Federal agents enforcing them in Missouri could spend a year in jail, be fined up to $1,000, and face other civil penalties. The bill would also let designated school personnel carry concealed weapons in buildings and bar health care personnel from being required to ask whether a patient owns a firearm. The committee plans to take more public testimony next week. A similar measure passed the legislature last year, but was vetoed by Governor Jay Nixon. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is proposing $30 million of additional state spending for early childhood education programs. The governor's budget includes adding $20 million to the Missouri preschool program. That would roughly triple the program. Nixon also wants an additional $8.5 million for the First Steps program, which serves young children with developmental disabilities, and an additional $1 million for the Parents as Teachers program. Nixon is also proposing to expand the Medicaid health program to cover about 300,000 more Missourians. The proposal was included in Nixon's spending plan unveiled last night for the upcoming budget year that includes $1.7 billion in federal funds to expand Medicaid. The governor drew cheers from Democrats when he said that while the rollout of the Affordable Care Act has been abysmal, rejecting Medicaid money won't fix it.
It won't keep Missourians from having to pay federal taxes, folks.
It won't exempt our business from new requirements under that law, okay? Now, instead, by standing still, we're just making sure the things we don't like about Obamacare are even worse.
The proposal faces an uphill battle in the Republican-led legislature, which last year rejected Nixon's call to expand Medicaid. Republicans said the program should be changed before more people are declared eligible. In addition to Medicaid expansion, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is proposing to spend $37.1 million to boost wages for state government workers. The governor's budget proposal calls for increasing state worker wages by 3% starting January 1, 2015. Nixon's recommendations also call for targeted increases for jobs where attracting or retaining employees has been difficult. Those include children's service workers and nurses at the Fulton State Hospital. Nixon's budget also would trim a net of 81 state employee positions. The governor's budget director says cuts would be focused in the Department of Social Services as part of continued downsizing in the Family Support Division. A Republican state senator says he expects to be appointed by the governor to Missouri's Utility Regulatory Commission. Senator Scott Rupp of Wentzville said Tuesday that he has met with Governor Jay Nixon and his staff about the position on the Public Service Commission. A Nixon spokesman said he could not immediately confirm Rupp's potential appointment. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.